Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
You know, what's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. What is going on?
You know, I'm trying to please.
Well, Mario Draghi does it again, and nobody cares. We got Brexit, we got exit, we got Brexit, we got them all. We got all the crap in the world and nobody cares. Because the stock market doesn't care. The Fed doesn't care. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter. Listen, again, I've said this before. As long as I got paper and ink, it doesn't matter. They'll do what they want to do. And nothing is of meaning anymore. You've got all kinds of collusion and crap going on. You've got so many, I can't call them criminal activities because I can't prove it. But, you know, I remember not that long ago that a certain presidential candidate started talking about spoofing and things like that in the market. And, you know, we all know it goes on every day. Okay. It goes on in every walk of life, every minute. You go to buy a house, you don't think that the owner is going to try to convince you that you have to pay more because somebody else is bidding for it? Is that really an issue? But I think when you get to the top of the line and you get to the people that eventually make the decisions and they're using a little bit of this tactic, I think that would be somewhere where you'd have to draw the line. No, I said I can't prove that, and I can't prove anything I'm saying. I'm just, because I have the liberty to do so, I'm voicing my opinion. But I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of strange things in 36 years in the markets. And I've seen a lot of things happen over the years. But I will tell you that I'm mystified by some of the things I see now. It's the logic. There is none. Okay. So it reminds me of the old, even the protection from the 30s. You know, you got to buy, you want to own a bar, you got to buy protection. I mean, it's interesting to observe what's going on and watch all of our great leaders try to attack this whole situation, but really they're not attacking it. They're actually helping it to survive. This is almost like the I don't know, what is the thing that eats you alive, you know, and continues to eat, the blob. I mean, basically we're seeing destruction in front of our very eyes, and you know, all in the mindset. And as you're watching the stock market go higher, you're missing the destruction everywhere else. It's like the magic act, the illusion. Keep your eyes on my right, because on the left, I'm doing things that aren't so good. And I watch it in amazement, because hand magic is the best. And I'm just seeing some, what I think is hand magic. I keep hearing report after report, and I hear how good things are and what we're expecting. And, you know, we heard housing was unbelievable, record highs in housing. And again, I'm sure there are in some places. But I think if you did a national survey of everybody and not the select group that is picked out, you would find that maybe housing isn't so good, that maybe there's still a little bit too much debt out there. Now, we saw yesterday the auto numbers have already started to weaken, okay? But, of course, if you listen to the pundits, you will hear, oh, but the good news is they're still selling trucks, the high profitable items. But of course, we know that that is not necessarily so accurate, because again, it comes down to the debt structure. It comes down to the money. Okay, I don't know how much simpler I could say that. Everything we do in relationship to business comes down to money. Who's making it? Who's not making it? Are you making enough? Can you pay your bills? And I'm seeing more people that can't pay their bills. So to me, I got to wonder where everything is so lovey-dovey and wonderful, because I just don't see it. And I want to see it. But listen, believe me, okay? I want to see unbelievable growth. I want to see an unbelievable economy. It can only benefit me, okay? I mean, you know, I'm not stupid. I mean, I get what we need, and I would love to see everybody working. Listen, you know, we could open up another retail store, right? You get people working. It creates business for everybody. No reasonable human being could want a bad economy, okay? Because if you have a good economy, everybody benefits all the way down the line. Because if people are making money, they're happy, they're spending it, and then they're hiring people, they're making money, they're happy, they're spending it, and everything does roll downhill. Because everybody's happy. But, you know, when people are not doing well, and when markets, when retail business is not doing well, okay, think about it from just a pure logic standpoint, a pure job standpoint, okay, if retail is failing, which it is, how many more people is that going to put out of work? You know, those stores are manned by employees, okay? And some of the people in retail make a nice living. They're not all part-time jobs. I mean, there's a lot of commission jobs there. Hell, I sold shoes in 1974 for Edison Brothers in a retail environment. I made a lot of money back then, okay? There's a lot of good things that can happen. But only good things can happen when everything is functioning as it should. And right now, things are not functioning as they should be. They are functioning as they should not be. Because everything is, again, it goes back to the illusion which is being created by the Federal Reserve. Okay? It's the illusion being created by the government. So if you like magic, you got it right now. Just continue to watch the show. Maybe they'll start charging prices for it. But in the meantime, make sure that you check out my buddies at Thinkorswim. Every day they have swim lessons. Tomorrow, they got the V's, VIX, Vega, and Volatility. And every day that is from 11:30 to 1 Eastern time. They have, technically speaking, from 1 to 1:30 Eastern time. And the plunge, you got to take the plunge, right? The polar plunge, the Thinkorswim plunge, you got to check it out. That's from 1:30 to 2:30. Again, plenty of education. Plenty of bright people delivering that information. And certainly, I urge you to check it out. It's at no cost to you. Why wouldn't you go check it out? That's at Thinkorswim. And again, that's one of the platforms that I use, and very user-friendly. But of course, I'm user-friendly. And the Bubba Show, if you ever miss one, you got to go to libertytalk.fm. We've got a whole network of shows. But the Bubba Show is there every day, on demand, as well as the Sporting Edge. And, of course, I urge you to download that and help me out. Help a brother out. But also check out BubbaTrading.com because, again, I do a lot of writing, you know, every day. You can get my fast-paced opinion. And usually I write when I'm pissed off at something. So you can get the feel right as it happens. In the meantime, I am going to step out of here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. Top of the board. And I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Show, it's Bubba, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Anyway, here we are back again. ready to dance and do our thing. And, you know, they've done it again. Who's they? You know, did you ever notice from traders, it's always they. They did this and they did that. Well, now, I don't have all the details, but what details I need? What could stop me from a good story? Okay. So I understand that the brokers are now under heat for selling mutual funds. Again, I don't have a lot of the details, but I had to get it off my chest as I heard about it. And of course, as typical in the world, in an industry, the regulators always go after the low-hanging fruit, and they want to bite off the brokers for selling these mutual funds because they make a commission on these mutual funds. Okay, but isn't that what a broker is supposed to do? Aren't they supposed to? Don't they work on commission? Their laws or rules are that they can't overtrade you, or they can't churn your account for commission. But I didn't know there was now rules on what mutual funds they could sell you. I believe, my personal opinion, is that, you know, if anybody would have taken the time to look at some of the derivative products that were being sold in, you know, in the early 2000s, you know, 04, 5, 6, 7, and 8, maybe if you would have taken the time to look at them instead of just taking somebody's word for it, maybe we might not have had some of the problems that we had. But of course, you know, we just want the quick buck. But so now the mutual funds are under scrutiny because some of them are very profitable. You know, some of them charge ridiculous fees. And of course, the broker who sells it to you, he's working on a commission. Now he is incentivized by the owners of the mutual fund or the fee collectors of the mutual fund. But shouldn't they be the ones that are under the gun? I mean, if they just made one standard fee and paid one standard commission, wouldn't that be a better way to go? You know, I mean, again, you want to go after the low-hanging fruit. You want to create more regulation to create more regulation so we can have laws on top of laws and bills on top of bills and not get anything done. In the meantime, what you've really done is you just cost the average American who wants to invest in a mutual fund more money. Because now they've got to hire another compliance officer to watch all of these things. Okay? So basically, what you've got happening is you've got a complicated system getting more complicated, making it even harder to follow what the hell's going on. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm going to make an investment, I'm going to look at the investment and I'm going to do a little research. It's called diligence. I'm using a little due diligence to check out what I'm actually putting my money into. Okay. So then if they get me, they get me. Okay. But at the end of the day, I mean, why are we going to blame the poor broker? He's selling a product he was given. They work on commission. If you're going to incentivize me to sell more, I mean, in every industry, it's the same thing. And what, instead of solving the problem at the head and saying, okay, you can only charge X in fees. You don't want to be in business? Great, don't be in business. This is the fee structure that you can charge. You would probably have it a lot easier. It would be the same in the medical business, in the insurance business. You know, I don't know which came first. You know, it's the old chicken or the egg. Did the doctors try to screw the insurance companies first, or was the insurance companies trying to screw the doctors first? I'm not really sure, okay? But I know that if you go to a doctor and say, hey, I'm not going to use my insurance, you get a hell of a lot better price. And I know that regulation and Obamacare and all this other stuff has only created more of a problem instead of less of a problem. So when are we going to wake up and smell the coffee and quit trying to overregulate instead of just setting a firm set of rules? Okay? I mean, nobody's got a more complicated rule book than Major League Baseball. I mean, chapter 10, subchapter 2, you know, I mean, by the time you get to the rule, but in the meantime, they've got a book of rules to run by. Why is it that a mutual fund, a broker, an insurance company, a doctor, why can't we just have a regular, simple set of rules to go by? If you don't want to abide by those rules, then you shouldn't be in the business. Okay? I mean, everybody would do so much better in life if things were just made simpler. But instead, to warrant their jobs in Congress and in the Senate and in politics, they want to create more. Okay? So they can create more jobs for imbies like that. I mean, do we really need more? Can't we get to a point where we just get it? Okay? I mean, I don't know. I don't understand it. Now a contract, you need 14 lawyers to read one contract to make sure that you're getting the right story from the right lawyer, that he understands the law. I mean, what are we trying to do here? How complicated are we trying to make the country? I mean, is everybody going to have an advanced degree just to go to work now? I mean, you know, when I coached kids, I had them sign a contract. It was 11 lines or whatever the hell it was. And this is what you're going to abide by. Okay, now again, obviously it's not that simple. But can't life be that simple? Can't regulations be that simple? You're a broker, you can't churn. You churn, you get fined. Here's the fine structure, okay? And the fine structure should be more than the churn. And then the money should go back to the person that was churned. Wouldn't that be easier? Wouldn't that be simpler? Okay? But brokers pretty much don't churn anymore. Listen, if somebody wants to churn, you know, with everybody doing a lot of their own self-directed, listen, most of the people churn themselves out, okay? So why can't we get it that it doesn't have to be this complicated? Why can't we get it that life could be simple? Okay? I mean, I understand certain laws and certain rules, but why do we have to compound a problem by creating another problem? Okay? It goes back to the same old story. If you create more trouble, you create more cost. And of course, at the end of the day, we end up paying the bill. And I got news for you. I'm tired of paying the bill, okay? Because it cannot be this complicated, okay? You can tell me all you want. It cannot be this complicated. It's only complicated, like in the options world, because the instructor wants to make it complicated because he wants to make sure you pay him, okay? He wants you to pay the bill. So we got to make it complicated so you don't understand it. So you got to keep paying them to get the knowledge. I don't believe in that BS. I mean, life is simple if left to its own devices. Everything is simple because I remember the days you used to work on a handshake. Now you could drop dead in an airport and the doctor won't touch you because he's afraid that he's going to get sued. Okay. You can save your life and you can sue him for saving his life, for saving your life. You know, again, regulation is a bunch of crap, okay? And if they're going to continue to over-regulate everything, they're just going to destroy everything, okay? They are working, of course, this goes back to the working to create socialism, okay? They want to rule and destroy everything. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of it. I can't stand even the press conference on Tuesday with Donald Trump, the questioning about his charity that he gave to the veterans. He gave 100% of the money he collected, and they're grilling him like he did something wrong. Okay? I mean, again, what has this country come to that you can't do anything in private? You know, do you think some of the presidents that have been president in the past, I won't mention any names, but do you think they could be president today? You think that with the media the way it is today, they could ever make it this far? Come on, you know that it couldn't happen. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. You know, you miss an episode, you got to go to libertytalk.fm. That's where you can get all the podcasts of the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge. Also, you got to check out bubbatrading.com. You know, we're doing a lot of cool programs. day trading futures on a short-term basis, options programs, and of course I write, just if you want to just go read what I write and hear me go. If you like to hear me bitch and moan, that's the place to go, BubbaTrading.com. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bob Horowitz. I'm going to step out for a break. I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
In other words,
trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And as I do on Wednesdays, I interview with Marlon Bowling. Yesterday, I got to be with him three times, once in the morning and twice on TV. But I always get to really speak about the farming community and what's going on, and I love to share it with you. So this was me yesterday with my friend Marlon Bowling from RFD. Let's check it out. Here we go.
Horowitz. He is with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. And Todd, welcome to the program here. As you analyze that wealth of information that came out from USDA late yesterday, any big surprises in there as far as you're concerned?
Good morning, Marlon. No, I don't think there's any surprises. I think that, you know, the markets themselves, the grains, are going to probably head lower here. I think that, you know, based on the recent action and the unbelievable buying we had seen in soybeans and in corn, I think the only natural progression would be to see some selling and some profit taking and then look for a spot to buy. Again, I'm still very positive on the grain space. I think that we're going to have a great summer. I think we're going to have a great year. But I think that, again, you're going to have to see some selling pressure to first build a better base and bring in and attract some new money outside and bring in the buyers. I think, you know, you look at any chart, any technical view, and you'll see that the levels that they've obtained in this quick of fashion are unsustainable, and you're going to have to see some selling. And it always happens because we see sometimes too much anticipation, we see too much greed playing out, and we see them pushing too much higher, and then all of a sudden, of course, the speculators get trapped and they push them back down again. And I think that's more likely to be the pattern we're going to see. I mean, I would expect corn in July to see back in the 395 or lower. I would expect beans to come back down to a minimum of 1040, if not lower. But again, I'm looking for spots to buy. I think, in my opinion, and from the way that I look that that'd be a healthy move, because markets themselves don't go straight up, they don't go straight down, and when you can get the right kind of action, they create much better markets in the long term. And I think wheat continues to stay in that solid range. I mean, you know, we're wheat is basically just stuck 460 to 490. If you're a trader, you just buy them at 460 and you try to sell them up near 490, and you sell them at 490 and try to buy them back at 460. And that's really been the pattern for months now.
Just a trader's market in the wheat, I guess. So is it possible, Todd, that we could have a contra-seasonal rally in the wheat?
You know, I believe that you could have a rally. I think wheat is going to break out in a big way at some point here. You know, you get in these compression cycles where you can't move really one way or the other, and you just keep churning back and forth. That tends to lead to a very large move. Now,
from, you know, wheat's perspective in today's current economy and pricing, you know, 460 would be considered relatively cheap in the wheat markets. And I think you're going to see much higher prices coming here, because I think when we break, we're going to break to the upside. And I think that there's going to be basically no looking back once they break out. But, you know, the question is when will that happen? I don't know that it'll be anytime soon. But again, the markets never announce themselves. They never announce their intentions. And at some point, we're just going to see a breakout. And I believe the trend will be higher.
Gosh, that would be easy, wouldn't it, if they did?
Well, you know, they send me a telegram, I'd be thrilled. It would be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd be in with you on that one. Are there pretty good option strategies available in the wheat, though?
Oh, yeah, there's tremendous strategies. I mean, again, you know, you have to look at this market from two perspectives. If you're a speculator, you're looking to trade it one way. If you're a producer or a farmer, you're looking to trade it the other way. And of course, farmers should be farming, not trading. So they're looking for good protection strategies. And there's very solid protection in the grain markets and wheat if they want to take advantage of it, because what they can do is they can actually lock in a basis. Now, you know, we get confused, cash basis, futures basis. But until you sell it, you only care about the futures basis and what your cost was or your marketing cost. So if you use a strategy, you can protect the downside while still benefiting to the upside if we get the move that I think we're going to get.
Todd, don't go anywhere. Sit tight. I want to bring you back here in a couple of minutes, and we'll talk more about the markets. There's so much ground to cover today. We're talking with Todd Horwitz, Bubba Horwitz. He's with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. We'll be back right after these messages. Morning edition of Commodity Wrap on a Wednesday morning. Yes, it's day two of the trading week, but it's Wednesday already. It's hump day, and we are talking with Todd Bubba Horwitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. I'm Arlen Bowling, Zach Troutman running the board for us today. Todd, I was running through some of the national numbers from that crop progress report. Corn condition rating, good to excellent ratings for the I-80 corridor that I like to track. Todd, Nebraska comes in 72% good to excellent. Iowa 77%. Illinois 71%. I guess, not to be unexpected, Indiana is 69% good to excellent. Ohio only 63%. And that kind of mirrors the soybean planting progress in that same I-80 corridor. Now, Nebraska is running about 9 points behind schedule at 73% complete on soybean planting. Iowa, 88%, is 10 points ahead of schedule. Illinois, 72%, that's ahead by 2 points. Indiana, 63%, that's behind by 3 points. And Ohio is 63% planted, that's right on schedule. But it seems like the bookends of the Corn Belt seem to have the most issues this year.
Yeah, I think so. But again, remember, Marlon, when we look at a market, you know, you have to look more closely at the actual market, because markets are very efficient at pricing in all the information that we get. And usually the markets are typically well ahead of the reports when they actually come out. And I think that's what you're seeing now in this price action. I think you saw same anticipation, and they ran them up pretty good. And now I think you're seeing the actual reality, which is bringing them down, and tie that in with some dramatic events that are going to happen later this week. You've got Mario Draghi tomorrow speaking, which will have a dramatic effect in the dollar one way or the other. And then, of course, you've got the jobs report on Friday, which will also have a dramatic effect on the dollar, because the whole situation here is waiting to see what is going to happen with interest rates. So if everything measures that interest rates are going to rise, the dollar is going back to 100. Okay. And that will be, I think, the thing that will help strengthen the position that I believe is what's going to happen, because, again, that would be healthier, building us a better base. But this dollar trade, which has a dramatic effect on exporting, is going to be, I think, much stronger, because I do believe the Fed is going to raise rates here. I think they've found enough information, or they've made up enough information, to say that it's okay to go ahead and raise. So if they do raise, the dollar is going to spike and commodities are going to come down here based on the strength of the dollar.
Speaking of the dollar, I was just looking at the price. The last quote I have is the dollar on the June futures would be down 470 points.
Yeah, they're down a little bit today, but remember yesterday was very interesting. The euro currency, which is the biggest component of the basket of the dollar index, and the dollar were both up yesterday. So, again, the dollar's had a very dramatic move here from its lows, and it's halfway to where I think it's going to go before it's going to end up giving it up and coming back down. And if you tie in the information that the official rate increase, then you're going to see the dollar spike, and you've got the banks – supporting that position with, through the commitment of traders. You can see that the banks are buying dollars like they were giving away free. And, of course, while Janet Yellen at the Fed, I guess they are giving them away free.
One thing about it from the farmers and producers' perspective, they have an interest in the crude oil market from two different angles. Of course, it has an impact on the grain trade, but it also has an impact on their input costs or expenses. And I see where the West Texas crude yesterday on the July actually went above $50 a barrel just momentarily, and then it backed off away from that. And now I see overnight and this morning we're down about a half a dollar in value. We're down under 49 now. Do you think that scared off some of the bulls in the market when it touched 50 and didn't hold?
I think there really isn't. I think there truly is not many bulls in the market. I think that you're going to see crude oil probably come off here by 10 or 15%. I think that you've had a very nice run. I mean, listen, we were at $26. You know, not that long ago. I think you're going to see a dramatic run back down to probably the $40 area. I think when you saw Goldman Sachs come out and make their ridiculous call last week saying it was going to higher, that's really telling you that they're really looking to short the market, and they've seen enough, and the rally is over. And based on what I'm watching, the rally is over. And, of course, if we get tying in the rest of this information, if they raise rates and the dollar goes higher, we know that it's got to affect the price of oil. I look for oil to start falling here, and I am personally short oil and will continue to sell it here. I think we're looking down to the low 40s, if not the high 30s, before it's all done.
Very interesting. Okay, thank you, Todd. Appreciate that. Todd Bubba Horwitz. He's with BubbaTrading.com. Look up his website. It's a wealth of great information. You'll really enjoy it. And get in touch with him personally. He'll help you out with your own market strategies. We'll pause for another quick break.
It's amazing how the markets changed from when I was on early yesterday morning to when I was on late yesterday afternoon, of course, into today. We see markets obviously much higher. Must have read the footprint wrong. No, I think I'm right. But again, I'm not going to fight it because the market is always right. But I think there's a lot of interesting things going on. I think that today's, you know, Mario Draghi statements this morning and tomorrow's jobs report will go a long way in determining where everything's going to stand overall. But again, you know, if you're a farmer, if you're a producer, the key here is to be protected. Okay, that's the key. Everything else aside, the key is protection. Protection, 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 because you can build in a higher basis. I know everybody says cash basis versus future. Unless you're selling or buying, cash basis doesn't mean anything. You're using the futures as your basis because that's you're taking the longer term. And we'll talk about that on another day. But remember, the futures, the cash basis can go up and down below and above futures, but if you're locking in a basis in the futures market, you know exactly what that number is. The cash basis doesn't mean as much to you at that point. Okay, that's if you're protecting. In the meantime, if you ever miss an episode, libertytalk.fm gets you every Bubba show and Bubba Sporting Life. And BubbaTrading.com gets a lot of the answers you're looking for. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. I'm going to step out here for a
second. Song was written by right Fred Ebb and John Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Orchestrated by...
Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. And what a day it's been. Thank God I had Marlon Bowling in the middle to cool me down a little bit. I got to talk about grains and livestock, and man, are those markets flying right now. You know, those markets are no more immune to spoofing or manipulation than any others. Okay, you know, one thing you got to learn in this business is that as much as you think some of the announcements you hear are for you, they again you. Okay, a lot of the stuff that you hear, you read about, is meant to lead you in the wrong direction. Okay, we hear some of these ridiculous market calls. We know what those are about. Those are about money, and it's not about your money. It's about how somebody can go about getting your money. Okay, you know, one of the things you know is I never try to sell anything. I offer solid products. I'll always tell you the truth that trading involves risk and every one of my trades is not going to be a winner. Okay. But I can teach you the markets. Okay. And I can teach you how they work. Okay. And you can use that knowledge to yourself. You know, we talked about simplicity in regulation. Well, I talk about simplicity in trading. So one of the things I'm going to teach you today is don't be conned and fooled
by what you always hear. Okay? What do we know is factual? We know that the markets trade. We know that the markets are supposed to work on what they call the price discovery model, which is where a buyer and seller meet. Now, they still do. They are a little bit manipulated, but still, a buyer's got to buy and a seller's got to sell, and that's where the exchange of wealth takes place. But when you continue to listen, analysts, you think analysts actually release some of these ridiculous comments or statements that they make? You know, if you remember, it wasn't that long ago that the big guys were calling oil at 20. Excuse me. And, of course, now they're calling oil to go to the moon. Do you think they actually were short oil all this way up? Or maybe, just maybe, they were putting out that big, ridiculous call, as I called it at the time, by the way. But maybe they were putting out that ridiculous call to say, hey, if we can convince enough to get in the market and, you know, short this stuff, we could buy a lot. We could really get in cheap. Okay. Just same thing on the other side. You know, you think when, you know, one thing I hope you've learned and you've noticed is typically analysts upgrade at the top and downgrade at the bottom. Now, why is that? Is that because they don't know any better? Or is that because they're trying to keep the momentum going? We've all heard of Stratton Oakmont. If you've ever seen the movie The Wolf of Wall Street, you've all heard of the pump and dump scheme. I mean, have you ever been caught up in a pump and dump? I have. Okay. I've been swindled a little bit. But I learned. But do you think that doesn't go on every day? Okay. Do you think that in these grain markets, there may not be a little bit of spoofing? Do you think there might not be a little bit of illusion, a little bit of artificial buying to hold the markets up long enough to attract new money who's going to chase it down? Okay. We know. What do we know is facts? Okay. Markets still run off of math. Okay. They still run off of chart patterns. They still run off of footprints. And, you know, right now we're seeing moves that are unsustainable. And you'll hear, oh, the commercials are buying. The commercials are buying. You know, it's like the British are coming. The commercials are buying. Okay. Maybe they are. But maybe they're buying. But maybe on the other side of the coin, they're also selling. Maybe they're creating the illusion of buying. Well, actually, on the other hand, they're selling. And I'm not saying that's factual. I'm saying that happens all the time. Okay. I'm saying that when I was trading on the floor of the exchange, on one side of the pit could be one company with a buy broker, and on the other side of the pit could be a sell broker from the same company selling 10 times as much as the guy who was buying, but the guy who was buying was creating the illusion that he was pushing the market higher. Okay, so if you don't think that happens, you need to think again. Because, I said this earlier, it happens everywhere. It happens in every walk of life, creating the demand or the supply, depending on which side you're pushing, okay, so that you can do what you want to do. And those who have the bigger chips have a little bit more of an advantage. You know, market makers can run markets in a direction to what they call run the stops. Happens all the time. Okay. So if you think that it doesn't happen, you need to think again. But this is part of the entire system in which we live. And if you're following the footprints and you're understanding how the market functions, then you're not going to be dragged in to that type of information. Okay. You're not going to be sucked in to going against what you learn and understanding how the market functions. Okay. So, you know, guys can get on air all the time and say how bullish or how bearish they are. Okay. But let them back it up. And none of them back it up. Okay. You hear the big names. I'm not going to mention them here, but, you know, I mean, one of the big names, you know, yeah, buy. But of course he buys. Why not? A, it isn't his money, okay? Number one. Number two, it doesn't matter. You're just creating another illusion. Okay, and there's the big investors in the world who just are owners only. Hey, you know, if you've got unlimited capital, basically, and you can do that, we know the market will go up eventually. So if you're buying solid companies, you don't have to pick the bottom. You don't have to pick the top. But to think that it doesn't exist, that would be foolish. Because we know it exists because it exists everywhere. Okay? It exists right now in the oil markets. Okay? Oil is getting back up there again. So what's happening? There's more oil guys coming back online, as they say, because they can get a higher price right now. When the prices drop, they'll shut them down again. So what are they doing? They're creating supply and they're creating demand. So when they take away the supply, increasing the demand, it makes the prices go higher. You know, everybody's talking about this OPEC meeting. Screw them. They got nothing to do with this. Okay. OPEC days, in my opinion, are over. Okay. They don't mean anything. What you got to understand, what you got to learn is to look at a market objectively without the opinion of me or anybody else. I mean, I'll give you a solid opinion of what I think, but that doesn't make me the gospel either. Okay, I'm reading directly a technical of my technical ability to look at a market, and I will tell you what I think. I can tell you now, I believe the markets will make new highs. Now, I hate the markets from a personal standpoint. I think they need to be sold. But I'm certainly not going to jump in the way of the bus as it's running me over, and I'm not going to let some analyst put me in front of the bus either. All I'm saying is give yourself a fair chance. And when you hear an absurd statement, like I heard the other day, $4,500 gold. I mean, you don't think that the person who made that statement is looking to sell a product? Come on. I mean, really? You think somebody's... I mean, that could be one of the dumber statements of this century so far. Okay? I mean, not that gold can't go to $4,500, but if you've listened to me long enough, you know there's probably a few stops on the way before it gets to 4,500. If you remember, just 4 years ago, Apple was going to 1,000. Every analyst, 1,000. They had a special ticker on CNBC. Well, I guess it didn't quite make it to 1,000. It did get back to 700. It actually got at the high to 900. But it has still not has yet to make it to 1,000, although it was a guarantee. It was a lock. A lock it's going to 1,000. Okay? It's the same lock as in sports. The only lock is the one they put on the gates. Don't be fooled. Don't be misled. Be your own champion. Be your own advocate. Make sure whatever you check it out and make sure you understand it. If you don't understand it, shoot me in a question. I'll help you out. I'll interpret. In the meantime, if you ever miss an episode of The Bubba Show, all you have to do is go to libertytalk.fm. You can download it every day. We just surpassed 225,000 downloads a month. I want to get to 300. Actually, I want to get to a million, but 300 will be first. See, just like gold. I want to get there first. You can also get the Sporting Edge there. But in the meantime, I appreciate you hanging in there with me today, and I always love doing the show. I'll be back, as usual, tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show, Top Bubba Awards. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.